KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Seminole Lake Taft, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and damn, it feels good to be back.
I know, right?
We spent an entire, like, not exactly a week off, but like, we came in last Wednesday.
And then we were like, we're tired, we're gonna go home.
It was a nice break, man. Like, everybody's gonna take a little bit of a break and, like, came back. The studio's under more construction than when I left.
Oh, gosh.
Initially, it was, okay, now we just gotta go through this door. But now we don't even have a front door.
Nope, we don't.
No, they took that away from us.
Yes, they took the door away from us.
Oh,
they gave
man.
Us a nice piece of plywood, though.
Right? Real nice.
Real nice, yeah.
Well, it's going to be real nice. It's the show this morning. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
We're super pumped. We're super excited. We're all rested up from the nice long break we had. I'm excited. We're going to have some Thanksgiving stories and some Danksgiving stories.
Danksgiving.
Yeah, because my entire Thanksgiving celebration was like a week long. It was awesome.
Mine was a day, and then I kept waking up at 3 a.m. Like, I'm supposed to be going into the Buzz, but there's no Buzz.
Right?
What do I do with my life?
You listen to us on demand is what you do.
Yes.
Other than that, though, we got your geeky news at 6:20. We got your news every hour on the half hour starting at 6:30. And you're at 7:30, right, Quinn?
Yes.
Nice. We have a very special six-pack. It's the top six deaths in comic books. I mean, I guess it's not awesome. A little depressing. We'll see how we hit the mark.
All right.
A lot of these, I thought about some of the deaths. I was like, you know what? These are a little bit more permanent than some of the other ones I've thought about.
Mm-hmm.
Other deaths, it's people died and they came back, and then they died again and they came back. Most of the characters on these lists straight up died.
Yep, just dead, another dead one, dead from the neck up, dead from the neck down. That's life.
So stay tuned. We got your news and more. We got right after Ponytail by Chastity Belt, 89.9 KGRG. Yeah. Listen to the Buzz.
Geeky news.
Geeky news.
Geeky news.
Geeky news.
89.9 KGRGFM, you're listening to The Buzz.
Yeah.
6:20, time for your geeky news. And since tomorrow's the first, it's time to do like we do at the end of every month and start going over the stuff they're going to be losing on Netflix.
Oh.
RIP those shows and movies.
Oh, it makes me so sad.
Right? And this one? This one's a little weird.
Okay.
It's a little exciting for the stuff we're going to get, but the stuff we're losing is pretty sad too. So we'll start it off with stuff we're losing starting tomorrow. We're losing 50 First Dates.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
The Adam Sandler movie, yeah. That one's really good. We're losing American Beauty. We're losing Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood from 1996.
That's always a great lesson.
Right?
Yeah.
We're losing Monkey Business.
No.
Losing Paycheck. We're losing The Pirates Who Don't Do Anything, a VeggieTales movie.
No!
Gotta watch it tonight.
Yeah, you have to watch it tonight because this is leaving tomorrow.
Oh.
We're losing Top Gun.
What?
Talk to me, Goose. Where you going? Why are you leaving me?
We're also losing Holes on the 5th.
Oh.
We're losing
Holes like the
Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf.
No, I love that movie.
We're losing Just Friends. We're losing Spy Kids on the 27th.
No.
Stuff we're gaining. We're gaining Always. We're gaining Beverly Hill Cops. We're getting Chill with Bob Ross, the collection from 1990.
Yes.
We're getting D2, The Mighty Ducks from 1994.
The Mighty Ducks! I'm about that.
We're getting some David Blaine street magic.
Okay.
I'm down with this. But the thing that really stuck out to me is we're getting Captain America Civil War.
Really?
Yeah,
girl.
Already.
Ooh, girl.
That's a remarkably fast.
Exactly, that's what I thought. That was a quick turnaround on that one.
Ooh, girl.
But let's go on to some more Marvel news, shall we?
Yes!
There were some Thor Ragnarok casting rumors going around.
Okay.
Any guesses on who it might be about?
Nope.
Amanda Bynes.
Nope.
Mr. Potato Head. I don't know.
You're close.
No, I'm close.
And his name is John.
I'm not even joking.
What?
Yes.
He's going to be in what?
Here's the thing. So on the IMDb page of Thor Ragnarok, the next movie that's coming out for the Thor trilogy, I guess it's going to be at this point, John Cena was put on the IMDb page.
No.
Really?
And then taken down shortly after.
Did someone just mess with it for fun?
Nobody knows. He could, because this movie, it's all about like this giant gladiator match that's going to happen. and John Cena might be in it.
Nobody knows.
So he was included on the IMDb page of Thor Ragnarok and then just taken off mysteriously out of nowhere. Nobody's confirmed or denied anything yet, but it's there. It's out there, and I really hope to God John Cena's in this movie.
I think that would be funny. It'd also be great if they had The Rock, just because The Rock.
Thor Ragnarok? Rock?
Yes!
Okay. Next news story we got. The poster for Cars 3, a.k.a. Childhood Trauma on Wheels.
Yeah.
You need to prepare immensely for yourself and your children. Have you guys seen the trailer for this?
No, and I'm not gonna.
It's rough.
I'm not watching it.
Is, like, Owen Wilson still a part of it?
That's the thing. You don't hear any voices. You don't see Mater. You just see, like, a little bit of Lightning Queen just race around the track. And then he flips. So, rumor is, especially from this poster that we're going to put up on our Facebook page and Twitter.
Oh, no.
Homeboy might be going down.
Going down, down, and I'm getting around. And you're going down, sweet. And then you're never
But yeah, Lightning McQueen might die in this movie.
I'm ready.
I'm ready for this to be over.
Prepare the tissues and everything, because after, like, Toy Story 3, when
that was too much.
No, not Toy Story.
That was a ton. So we'll see how this all goes, but it's not looking great. Next news story we got. It's been announced that Back to the Future will never be rebooted. And I couldn't be happier.
Same.
In a way, I was hoping for a reboot, but at the same time, not.
No, it's like it's too perfect for a reboot. Like, it could never be recreated and be anything, like, live up to anything that the original was.
And what would they do? Like,
just recreate it, do the exact same movie.
You can't,
but
though,
newer.
Because the future is 2015 in that movie.
Yeah.
Really?
So you can't go. It doesn't work. You can't reboot this movie.
Maybe if they just pull a Percy Jackson and put it 20 years in the future.
But they've also added in a couple of movies that will never, ever be touched. This includes The Goonies and E.T.
Yes!
Those three movies are now confirmed
never.
Safe.
Those are, like, two of my favorite movies, and, like, that makes me happy, because there's no way that, like, it could even be remotely anything that lived up to the original.
Right? So a lot of really exciting just movie news. You got your expirations and additions to Netflix. We're going to post that up on our Facebook and Twitter at TheBuzzKJRG. We got the John Cena news, which really interested me because it's a
really
conspiracy, right?
But Corey,
what?
Can we go watch all those movies, though?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll be back with your news after Punks in a Disco Bar by Beach Slang. 89.9 KJRG. You'll listen to The Buzz.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by The Worst Christmas Party Ever 2 at Real Art Tacoma, where you can wear your ugly Christmas sweater and rock out to some new metal covers by some local bands. This will be sick. We're going to be there. Be listening to 89.9 KJRG FM and The Buzz for your chance of winning tickets, or visit realarttacoma.com for more information.
Wait,
do all of that.
We're going to be there? When did that happen?
I mean, I'm going to be there.
I'm probably going
to
be there.
Tell me how to get in on this, man.
Listen to The Buzz every morning, Wednesday through Friday.
I do!
Well, then you should know!
Ugh, fine.
Gosh.
Fine!
Right. Time for your news at 6:30. First one, did any of you get a check in the mail from Facebook? I didn't get a check in the mail from Facebook.
I did not.
I'm not cute enough for them to use my picture, apparently.
I don't even have a Facebook, but I still want a check.
Well,
right?
You're definitely not getting one then. Just saying.
Throughout the month of November, a few lucky people have opened their mailboxes to find an unexpected check from an even more unexpected place. Yeah, that's right. Facebook is sending out money. The Facebook comes from a lawsuit levied to the company in April of 2011 by Angel Fraley. It claimed that Facebook used members' names, profile pictures, photos, likenesses, and identities, and sponsored stories without obtaining their consent. In January of 2013, approximately 125 million Facebook users say that they have been involved and were notified of the settlement. To qualify for the payment, users who had been identified as having been involved had to have filled out and submitted a claim form by 11:59 p.m. on May 2nd, 2013. So if you haven't done that yet, you're a little late.
A little.
After the case went through several appeals, it was approved by the U.S. federal judge in August 2013. And distributions of the checks begin November 17th this year.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, they're really fast on getting all this done. Isn't this just record timing?
And I wouldn't be too excited. I mean, it's like $15.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. My question is, did you put your address on the form, or did Facebook already know your address?
I mean, you put your address on when you, like, sign up.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, when you sign up for Facebook, they ask, like, where do you live?
Who does that?
Oh, so...
Everybody.
Be listening at 8:20, because I have a Facebook story later. Okay. And it's great.
Why do you do this when I'm in class? You always do the good stuff when I'm in class.
Listen on demand, sucker.
I'm in class.
Sucker. next news story we got. A 11-year-old boy leads police on a wild chase on Highway 400 after a game of Grand Theft Auto. All
right.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm not sure how to feel about this because you get all the stories about, like, don't let your kids play violent video games or else they'll end up doing stupid stuff. And then this happens.
In my opinion, some kids are just stupid. And no matter if they played Hello Kitty games or not, they would just do stupid things.
But Canadian police in Ontario say that an 11-year-old boy had been returned to his parents after leading officers on a chase on a major highway north of Toronto. Sergeant Carrie Schmidt says the police got the call late Saturday night about a vehicle that was all over the road on Highway 400 in Vaughan, Ontario. Schmidt says officers caught up with the vehicle as it left the northbound highway to head southbound, and when they did pull over, the driver took off. After more officers arrived, Schmidt said that they were able to bring the car, which accelerated over 120 miles or kilometers per hour at one point, to a stop without collision.
That's a lot.
Without collision, thank
goodness. Without collision. When the officers got the driver out of the vehicle, Schmidt said that he was shockingly an 18-year-old kid.
18?
Yep, officer said that... Or 11-year-old kid.
Okay.
He's like, okay.
Never mind.
18? Oh, he's stupid. 11.
But Schmidt said the boy had been playing Grand Theft Auto video game at home and wanted to see what it was like to drive a car.
Oh, good lord.
Did you guys ever drive a car when you were 11?
I did when I was younger.
My biggest thing was backing the car out of the garage, putting it in park, and rolling down the windows.
I mean, you're still pretty young, so...
I mean, like, you did the whole, like, sit on dad's lap while he, like, works
well,
the
yeah,
brakes
there's
and
that.
You work the wheel around in a field or somewhere.
I did not do that. I just got to... I wasn't 11. I was 15. I got to back the car out of the garage and put it back in the garage. And I did it twice. And the first time I did it great. And the second time, I just remember hearing my mom go... Stop. Stop.
See, for me, it was like motorcycles and quads and stuff like that. My dad was really big into like getting all the kids into learning how to drive that sort of stuff. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And I played the motocross video games, but I was never stupid enough to take a jump.
I had a motocross computer game, and it was lit.
See, that stuff's fun, but it never made me want to... do any stupid stuff like that.
Exactly. It's not all kids that do stupid stuff, just the ones that do make the news.
And then the last news story we got for this hour. Wildlife cameras capture photos of jokers dressed as lions and Santa and various animals.
Oh.
That's exciting.
Motion-activated cameras intended to capture images of mountain lions on Kansas City Park have instead captured pictures of pranksters dressed as animals, monsters, and Santa.
That's so funny.
Police said that they found images on two cameras at the park in Gardner on Monday. Interspread among images of skunks and coyotes were photos of people wearing costumes pretending to be lions wrestling, a gorilla, various monsters, and an old person with a walker. And of course, Santa made an appearance during the three nights of hijinks.
Was it Harambe?
Maybe? It's the thing, like, these photos are... night vision-y, like black and white night vision-y. So the gorilla kind of looks like a ghost. The fur's all white and they're...
It's the ghost of Harambe.
There's like a werewolf looking dude and a dude with a walker.
just randomly.
How do you find out stuff like that too?
Like, I don't know.
Who's paying close enough attention to find these cameras?
Me, in all honesty, I found mysterious cameras before and proceeded to goof off just for the heck of it.
Oh. Well, that's your news for this hour. Stay tuned. We got something coming up next. Fact or fiction?
Yes.
Fact or fiction. All right.
You got slept fact or fiction, baby.
I know where I'm at.
Yeah.
Because you're listening to Buzz on 89.9 KJRG-FM.
Yeah.
Yes, it is that time again. The time where I bring to you facts, fictitious statements. This is a segment on The Buzz where it's your job to tell me if I'm lying or if I'm telling the truth, which is rare. Fact or fiction on The Buzz right now.
89.9 KGRG-FM. It is time for Fact or Fiction Celebrity Edition with H. Quinn.
Hi.
So H. Quinn, how does this work?
What?
How does this work?
Oh, okay. Sorry. You said it really fast and I was like, huh? I'm going to tell you a statement and you're going to tell me if I'm lying. Or, as Corbin said in the intro, if I'm telling the truth.
I think that was a lie.
You think that was a lie?
Everything you just said.
The cake is a lie.
There's cake.
Oh my.
All right, so today's celebrity, if I could get a drum roll.
Oh.
Is Amanda Bynes.
I'm calling Judge Trudy.
I haven't heard of her. Like, I haven't heard anything from her since she got all crazy and, like, started holding babies
super
out of her
crazy
window or something.
Yep. I was inspired to talk about this after I was doing some research in my English class on mental illness, and her name came across.
Man. Oh.
And her name was Amanda, and she's a celebrity. And I really couldn't think of anyone else to do fact or fiction about.
Let's go.
And also, I really like her hair. It's pretty. All right. So, question number one. Amanda Bynes began taking acting classes when she was 4 years old at a mall and was scouted by Nickelodeon producers who ran the acting classes.
I'm going to say fact because the Amanda show was lit.
It was so lit. I'm going to say fact as well.
That's fiction, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I'm calling Judge Trudy.
Okay. She started taking lessons at a comedy. She started taking comedy lessons at the mall.
That's a weird place to take comedy lessons.
Exactly.
You can do anything at the mall. You can get a lawyer. You can get a divorce. You can get married. You can, like, find a dentist. You can get a tan. You can, like, get your
eyebrows done.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that one day. Number two. Amanda Bynes is a Hurricane Sandy survivor, and she was forced to camp out on her rooftop for 4 days due to the massive flooding.
I'm going to say fact. I don't know why. I don't remember Hurricane Sandy at all.
Sure, fact.
That is a fact.
Really?
Really. Her house was entirely flooded, and she had to, well, I don't know if it was her house, but wherever she was staying was entirely flooded, and she had to camp out on the roof.
Is that what drove her to do, like, cocaine and stuff and just fry her brain?
You never know.
Okay.
All right. So, finally, our last one. Amanda Bynes suffers from a combination of obsessive-compulsive disorder, borderline personality disorder, bipolar, schizophrenia, and she's also struggled with bouts of eating disorders and admits to having experimented with purging.
I'm going to say fact because she's crazy.
I'm going to say I experienced, like, 90% of that. So, fact.
Let's go.
That's a fiction.
Which one doesn't she have?
She does not have... She has not admitted to having obsessive-compulsive disorder or bipolar disorder. I mean, borderline personality disorder. She does struggle with bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, substance abuse, alcoholism, and eating disorders.
Now, what's the one that Charlie Sheen has?
He's on the Tiger Blood.
I don't know. I don't know who Charlie... I don't know that much about
Charlie. You don't
Charlie.
Know who Charlie
I do! I know who
All
he is!
All right, so, but next week, you come back, you're doing Charlie Sheen fact or fiction.
Fine!
Got it?
I got it!
Good.
Good.
Yes! We'll be back with your word of the week after a little Oakley Doakley on 89.9 KJRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Bye.
You're listening to The Buzz on KJRG 89.9 FM. Without further ado, I bring you the word of the week.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
KJRG FM, KJRG FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP, Seminole Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and it's time for your Word of the Week.
Yeah!
This warning is I picked out because I sympathize with it a little bit. It's definitely a syndrome I've come down with.
Okay.
It is called...
Senioritis?
I'm not that old, God. No, it's called Wake Me Up Inside Syndrome.
Is that just when you hear Evanescence and you get the feels?
Kind of.
Feel your emo phase.
It's the process by which a song's title is inferred through the lyrics, even though the actual title of the song is different.
Panic at the Disco does this so often!
Named after the song Bring Me to Life by Evanescence, which many Nimrods erroneously believe to be called Wake Me Up Inside. However, this phenomenon is not only limited to this song. So, I want to ask you guys, do you have this problem, or are you one of the people who are just like Pandora... just in your brain?
It was me, like, for the longest time. Panic at the Disco has this song. The only difference between martyrdom and suicide is press coverage. And the entire song is about that title, but the lyrics are like, please leave all overcoats, canes, and top hats with the doorman. It's random. Or maybe that's like constantly thank God for Esteban.
Okay.
But either way...
it doesn't really say the title. It just says other lyrics over and over, and you think that's what it's called.
The one that comes to mind to me is Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Any idea what that song is? It's a Smashing Pumpkins song.
I know what it
song.
Is, yeah.
It's the one where, despite all my rage, I'm still just Nicolas Cage. Except not those lyrics. But still, though, like, nowhere in that song does it say Bullet with Butterfly Wings. It's just... just the whole, like, rat in the cage thing. That's all anybody knows.
Yeah. That is all anybody knows. I think the exception to this is Bohemian Rhapsody, because nowhere in that song does it say Bohemian Rhapsody, but you know that that's what that song is.
Anywhere the wind blows.
I actually pulled up a list of some commonly, misheard songs or misknown songs. Because it's really easy for your, like, radio DJs to be like, this is the song that's coming up next, because we have the list in front of us. Spoiler alert. So, here we go. Teenage Wasteland by The Who.
Yeah.
Guess what that one's really called?
No, but I know what they're talking
about.
Bob
O'Reilly.
It is Bob O'Reilly. Look at you go.
I know.
Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire by Mel Torme.
Isn't that Christmas song?
It is just called Christmas Song.
Yeah.
Parentheses, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh.
Thanks, Memories,
man.
By Barbara Streisand.
Don't know.
The Way We Were.
Oh, yeah.
Ground Control to Major Tom by David Bowie.
I know what this is, but I cannot think of it.
It's the Space Oddity.
Yeah.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Judy Garland.
It's not Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
It's just Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's cheating.
Rolling on the River by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
The rainbow.
Anybody got that one?
It was like first. Ike and Tina Turner did it too. I know what it is. Proud Mary.
It is Proud Mary. Look at you go.
Huh.
What about I Would Walk 500 Miles by The Proclaimers?
Sorfy. No.
It's 500 miles.
That's just 500 miles.
I'm gonna be.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be.
Oh!
Derp Deeter.
What's Going On by Four Non Blondes?
What's Up?
It is What's Up. Look at you go.
Good job, Danica. I got one.
Is this trivia? I feel like it's trivia. What do I win?
I got one. It's called the Sore Feet Song.
Okay.
But it's like, I walked 10,000 miles, 10,000 miles to see you. And then it goes on about like walking up and down hills, eating rats and toads to survive.
Same.
To meet this person. It's a camp song. I learned it at camp.
Oh.
I lift off rats and toads.
What
and
other ones do you have, Corey?
For you.
What other ones do I have?
Yeah.
Call on Me by Steve Winwood.
I don't know who that is. Sing it to me.
Sing it to you. Oh, God, no.
Sing me a song.
It's really called Valerie.
No, that's not the Valerie I'm thinking of.
What about My Country Tis of Thee by Samuel Francis Smith?
America the Beautiful?
Yeah, isn't that what that is?
Nope, just called America.
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 The land I...
Wrong song.
Okay.
What?
You're thinking of... this one's My Country Tis of Thee. My country tis of thee. Oh, God.
Beautiful. Encore.
No, thank you.
Encore.
What about Everybody Must Get Stoned by Bob Marley?
I mean,
isn't that what all Bob Marley's songs are called?
I agree with the message, but
this one's completely out there. It's Rainy Day Woman number 12 and 35.
Okay.
Okay.
He was definitely stoned when he made up that title.
Even though, he does use the word stone or stoned in almost every line of that song.
Yeah.
He never once mentions the words rain, a woman, the number 12, or the number 35.
Cool.
Mama.
But that was your word of the week. It was Wake Me Up Inside Syndrome.
Wake me up inside.
Oh my God, I'm
wake me up inside.
Please murder her. Turn her mic off.
But if you have a song that you never know the words to, or at least didn't know the title to, because like prior to,
what about like Hook by Blues Traveler? Because he never says the word hook in that song.
Well, prior to like dial up, or even with dial up, I can never know the names of any songs. It was always just like, if it's not on Guitar Hero, I don't know it. I'm sorry.
Same. Yeah.
But we'll be back after Say Anything on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to Buzz.
What are we doing next?
One of these two contestants, still a little turkey, H. Quinn or Danica.
And now it's time to play everyone's new favorite game show, Buzz It, with your host, Dave.
Dave's not here.
And Dave's still actually not here.
He's never here.
Miss you, Dave.
Yeah, he's off doing professional things.
Cool.
In the meantime, let's go around and do some trivia.
Yeah.
You sound excited.
I'm tired.
Word. All right, question number one. What sea creature is 95% water?
Danica. Jellyfish.
It is the jellyfish. Question number two. How many people play at one time on a water polo team?
Quinn. 24?
Not 24.
Danica. 5.
It is not 5.
Danica. 7.
It is 7.
Oh.
Did you used to play water polo?
Nope.
Okay. Question number 3. What is the largest state in the United States of America? Quinn.
Alaska.
It is Alaska. Question number 4. Which lifeline was removed from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in 2009 due to progressing technology?
Quinn. Ask a friend.
I'll accept it.
It's phone a friend.
It's phone a friend, though.
Oh, phone a friend. Okay.
Are you old enough to know whose line is it anyways? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I do. I used to watch it along with the cash cab.
She's like Robin Scherbatsky, like from Canada, like the 90s, like, or like a decade late in Canada, remember?
Okay. Question number 5. In what sport would you use a foil?
Danica.
Fencing.
Fencing. Uh-huh.
Question number 6. Which state has no pro sports teams?
Quinn.
Danica.
Kansas?
Danica.
Not Kansas. Danica.
Montana.
It is not Montana.
But we don't.
Quinn. Alaska.
It is not Alaska.
Oh, right. Montana has no pro sports teams.
Not even like hockey or anything?
Nope.
Huh. Well, that's not what I got.
I know my homeland.
So your hint for which state has no pro sports teams, is it New Jersey, Wyoming, Florida, or Texas?
Danica. Wyoming.
It is Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
Question number 7. How many oceans does Canada border?
Quinn. 3.
It is 3.
That's what I was going to guess, too.
Bonus points, can you name them?
Arctic, Atlantic, and Pacific.
Look at you go.
And no.
Question number 8. Which U.S. president is rumored to have gotten stuck in his bathtub on their inauguration day?
Danica. Teddy Roosevelt.
It is not Teddy Roosevelt.
Danica. Is it Taft?
It was William Taft.
Nice.
Question number 9. Who is best known for saying the phrase, "It's not easy being green"?
Danica.
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Really?
Yeah, I never really watched... Isn't he a Muppet?
He is a Muppet.
I never really watched the Muppets either, but I just know that.
Not really.
And then question number 10. What are the colors of the Bulgarian flag?
Quinn.
Danica.
Danica got that one.
Red, green, and white.
Oh, no, that was right.
I know, I just watched the Goblet of Fire, so
yeah,
I know.
Like,
I know.
I forgot that they were Bulgarians.
Yeah.
The Bulgarian beater. What was
Victor
it?
Crumb.
I know Victor Crumb. But...
Can we play Rainbow Connection, please?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Can we play Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Also,
that's not a song, but sure.
You're listening to the Buzz on 89.9 KJRG. That was trivia. We'll be back with the news with H. Quinn.
Oh, boy.
On 89.9 KJRG.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news. This hour's news is brought to you by the worst Christmas ever, too, at Real Ed Tacoma on December 23rd. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater while you listen to bands like Into the Flood, Empyrean, and more to cover your favorite new metal songs. For more information, you can visit realedtacoma.com.
You just made the list!
Right, though?
Hi. It's Hello. H. Quinn. I'm back. Did you miss me? Not really.
Yes!
Okay.
Also.
I get fired every day. I get fired more than Rory died on Doctor Who. It's just a thing. Okay.
Woo!
All right, so once again, I'm going to continue off of something I reported on in one of my very first newscasts here. Feels, man. All right. The Spokane Regional Health District has said yet another boy has been diagnosed. I have this all written out and everything. Another young boy, age 10, in Spokane, Washington, has been diagnosed with acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM.
Acute flaccid myelitis.
It's a polio-like illness, and it affects your nervous system, particularly your spinal cord. You'll get something that feels like a cold, and then there'll be sudden weakness in one or more of your arms or legs, along with a loss of muscle tone, decreased or absent reflexes, and currently there is no treatment.
Ooh.
So do they give you a little blue pill to treat this, or what?
Nope, there's nothing you can do. You go to the hospital, and either your body fights it off... Or
so how long should you wait before you contact your doctor? Like 4 hours?
If you
Corey,
get flu symptoms and then
it's
with
a
it,
child.
Flu symptoms, as soon as there's an onset of paralysis, you need to go to the hospital. Otherwise, you risk being paralyzed for life if you survive.
Oh.
It's cheerful, isn't it?
Now I feel bad for making those jokes.
Yeah, Corey.
Yeah. You're going to die. Not. Anyway, also, another thing health-wise, there has been an outbreak of mumps. And it is in our area.
My mumps.
Three kids in Auburn.
I can't stop.
My mumps. Because I had to just dance to that game. Three children in Auburn have been diagnosed with mumps. You can avoid this, obviously, by staying up to date on your MMR vaccinations, washing your hands, and not sharing drinks or utensils.
F that.
If you've had two doses of the MMR vaccine, you're 9 times less likely to get mumps than an unvaccinated person, but you still can get mumps, it just won't be as bad.
Ooh. Dude, so, this flu season, I want to do all the things you're not supposed to do, like, in order to, like, avoid the flu.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, let's go run around without, like, our coats on.
Yes!
Dude, let's go run around outside without our coats on, jump in puddles, go day drinking and share drinks with strangers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll go
I'm down.
Up to the people who are coughing and sneezing in the SU and be like, hey, share this hot cocoa with me.
Like bowling balls.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I already did that.
Smell gym shoes.
There you go.
Now, I got two stories to warm your heart. A man with terminal lung disease finished the Seattle Marathon.
Oh,
dude, I can't even, like, walk up the stairs.
So, get on that treadmill, because if he can do it, so can you. He was already a runner.
Probably
and
can't,
he was
honest.
Yeah. He was already a runner in the past, but when he was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis, a disease that scars the lungs and makes it more difficult for you to absorb oxygen, he started making his bucket list and knew he wanted to finish the Seattle Marathon. So his wife cheered him on. He took long walks with her. He ran on the treadmill by wearing an oxygen mask, took lots of oxygen tanks with him. It took him 11 hours, but he crossed the finish line, crying
Dear
all the way.
God.
Homie was determined.
And finally, a single mother, her van was stolen.
Oh.
A Marysville mom. But she received an unexpected show of generosity when another family saw her story and gave her an SUV.
That's nice.
It was really nice. And the mother cried. However, this story has been has sparked some controversy on the internet. Many people believe the mom was just looking for a handout by sharing her story.
I mean, that's definitely something you have to watch out for. There are like those Patreon sites and those GoFundMe sites and Indiegogo and Indie No No and whatever.
What?
Don't go to Indie No No, please don't.
Indie No No.
But like those
right now.
Those like help me give me money so I can fund a project things. Definitely do your research first because there are some legitimately cool stuff. Like there's a game called Bears vs. Babies that raised a just insane amount of money. It's a legit board game and it's looking like it's gonna be pretty fun. But then you also have those people who are just like, help me make a car payment.
Potato salad guy is my favorite.
My favorite is the radiation-proof underwear.
So yeah, do your research before you start giving handouts and stuff, homies.
Definitely. But the mom's claimed she was just sharing her story so she could possibly get the car returned from the thieves.
Okay.
All right, so for your sports... ESPN just froze as I switched to the tab. All right, never mind. Got it. Yes, for your sports, tomorrow night we have Dallas playing the Vikings. We have the Cowboys playing the Vikings at 5:25 Pacific Standard Time.
See, you and...
I see Dallas. I see a star.
You and our general manager, Tom, are just going to be at odds all week, kind of, Danica.
Yes.
Or at least until tomorrow.
Yes,
I see a star, and I know that if I said that they were anything but the Cowboys, my mother would break me.
No, we're... Have you guys tried watching football on Twitter?
No.
Yeah, they're doing the Thursday night games on Twitter, and this has been a thing all season. I've seen it a little bit, but my internet connection's typically pretty cruddy on my phone to even try it, so... I don't know, I might actually try it for this game, we'll see.
Alright, for your weather. Right now it is 43 degrees and cloudy, but it feels like 37, or if you're me, it feels like it's negative 37 because you can't seem to get warm anymore. Your high today is going to be 50, your low is going to be 38, and you have a 30% chance of rain. Fun. Alright, for your traffic, they're on I-5 southbound at Military Road, MP-151. There's a disabled vehicle blocking the HOV lane. State Road 531 is closed, but it'll be open again today around 5 p.m., people are saying. State Road, I already said that. Flammable cargo is still prohibited. Both directions of State Road 20 will be closed. And the annual Blaine Holiday Harbor tree lighting will close both directions of State Road 548 I give up.
Yes!
December 3rd! From 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and there will be a person directing you where to go.
Woo!
All right, this is H. Quinn. That was your news, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow-ish, I'm guessing. Somewhere around there. And you can also hear... Shh! You can also hear me Mondays and Tuesdays. As I don't know what I was saying. How many times am I fired?
Every day.
Every day?
7 times a day.
Do I get like a little punch card?
No.
Fine. Bye.
You punch 7 punches, you get a free get out of the station.
Yes.
We'll be back after you get to hear Love Connection. Or Rainbow Connection, that one.
Oh, I'm
tired.
I'm missing it. Oh! Why is all the buzz?
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with the buzz.
Six-pack. 89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to the buzz, and it's 7:50, so that means it's time for the six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome. This morning's is definitely not so awesome.
Yay.
It is the top six comic book deaths that were a little bit more permanent. So, all of these deaths are ones that at least weren't immediately reversed because in comics, death is typically temporary. So, for the most part, these characters either stayed dead just permanently or they stayed dead for quite a while.
Forever.
No, not quite forever, but for quite a while. Okay. So, we'll kick things off with number six. Number six is Gwen Stacy.
Oh.
Yeah, if you, spoiler alert, if you watch the most recent Spider-Man movie, I forgot what the name of it was. It's Amazing Spider-Man, something or other? Anyways, Gwen Stacy was Spider-Man's girlfriend. And one of the things we depend on in superhero fiction is that the hero always saves the damsel in distress, right?
Yeah.
Well, how many times has Superman stopped Lois Lane from becoming an inquisitive smear on pavement?
I don't know.
Quite a few. But in the pages of Amazing Spider-Man 121, we learned that in the Marvel Universe, things aren't that cut and dried. When the nefarious Green Goblin hurled Peter Parker's girlfriend Gwen Stacy from atop the George Washington Bridge, the web spinner shot out a line to catch her before she hit the ground, or before she hit the water. Well, he did, and he caught her, but the whiplash from the sudden stop snapped Gwen Stacy's neck and killed her instantly.
Bye.
This instant tragedy shocked readers and sent the already morose Spider-Man into a deep depression. The worst part about this one, this was his fault. Like, homeboy caught her, did what he needed to, but...
She's still dead.
She's still dead, despite him being, like, a super genius and, like, really big in the physics. You'd think he would have caught that one.
Yeah.
R.I.P. that chick. Number five. Oh, this one. There we go.
There you go.
Did you watch Teen Titans?
No.
Really? Not at all?
Nope.
Ah, bummer. Well, number five is Terra from Teen Titans. And this series was actually released, like, started in the 80s, but they brought it back in the cartoons back in, like, the early 2000s, late 90s. But the 1980s were an era of real experimentation in the comic book world, with moral gray areas creeping in even the most innocent books. The new Teen Titans by Marv Wolfman and George Perez was a great example of taking a group of former sidekicks and transforming them into one of DC's hottest properties. One of the newer additions by the team was earthbending Terra Markov, known as Terra. In the pages of the classic Judas Contract storyline, Terra reveals that she'd been betraying the team to the villainous Deathstroke.
Ooh.
And same with Rage, she pulled down a massive complex on top of herself and the team. The Titans survive, but poor damaged Terra is crushed to death. The intense emotions around the character were unprecedented, and the storyline still stands as one of the Titans' best.
Snap.
So this was a big deal to me, because I was a big fan of the cartoons. And this was Beast Boy's girl. Like, this was his love business. This was his main squeeze. And watching her not only betray the team like that, but, like, the biggest villain in basically cartoons in general at that time was a big deal.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then we got number four.
Who's going to make the noise for you?
Jason Todd.
I don't know who that is.
He was one of the Robins.
Oh.
One of Batman's Robins. So if there's one thing we know about comic book fans is that they can be real bastards. So when DC Comics put the fate of Jason Todd, the second Robin, in their hands, they should have seen the writing on the walls. In 1988, the Joker bludgeoned him into with a crowbar and then set a bomb that killed him. Batman's emotional state after losing a partner defined his character for the next few decades, making him unwilling to take on a new Robin. Jason Todd would soon be brought back by the Lazarus Pit in 2005 as the Red Hood, working with both and against Batman. His resurrection was one of the best handled in comic books, as the brutality of his death truly changed him as a character and opened the door for lots of interesting stories.
That does sound really interesting, actually. Well,
this was one of the biggest storylines in Batman all the way, like, and it can be seen all the way now today in Batman v Superman.
Speaking of Batman, did you know that have you seen the preview for the Lego Batman movie?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Okay.
But this was a big deal because in Batman v Superman, there was a Robin suit that had a bunch of, like, ha 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 written on it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was Jason Todd's suit. That was a suit that Robin died in.
Oh.
It's also the reason that Jared Leto's Joker has all the fake teeth and damage across his forehead. Same reason. After Joker killed Jason Todd, Batman literally kicked Joker's teeth in.
Fun.
But this was one of the few times that Joker managed to actually get to Batman. This is a huge deal. But that was numbers 6, 5, and 4 of the top 6 comic book deaths. This is just a little heavy, yeah. But you know, I'm a big fan of comic books. So we're going to do it anyways.
Okay.
But we'll be back after Aliens Exist by Blink-182, 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
And now, back to the six-pack.
KGRG FM, KGRG FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP, Seminole Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and we're in the middle of our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome. This morning's definitely not so awesome. It is the top six more permanent deaths in comic books. Number six was Gwen Stacy, Spider-Man's girlfriend. She got her neck snapped when he tried to save her, unfortunately. R.I.P. that chick. You have Tara from the Teen Titans, who betrayed the Titans and then just sort of collapsed the building on herself. And then number four was Jason Todd, the second Robin after Dick Grayson, who got beat to death and then blown up by the Joker. Mm. Yeah, that one was a little less permanent, but he came back like, what was that, 20 years later?
It was all sad and scary.
That one was definitely a tough one for me. But number three is one that I think is relevant because I'm actually rewatching the series on Netflix. It's Elektra.
Oh.
Elektra from Daredevil.
Okay.
Matt Murdock has had the worst luck with women, but college girlfriend / ninja assassin Elektra, Nachio's got the worst of it. Created by Frank Miller during his landmark run on the Daredevil, she was a morally conflicted character who served as the perfect romantic foil for the hero. Unfortunately, she got in a little over her head while battling Bullseye to become the Kingpin's chief assassin. The killer with the perfect aim stabbed Elektra through the heart with her own sigh, shockingly ending her life. She died on Daredevil's arms. Eventually, the character would be brought back by the Ninja Clan The Hand, pissing off Miller, who claimed that Marvel promised they would never revive her. Now, that's kind of a bummer.
That really is a bummer.
Like, again, having this whole promise of, no, we'll never bring her back. Oh, look, we brought her back. That's the one thing that irritates me in comics, is when they bring a character back and, like, how death is not really that permanent. I don't really know how else to describe it. It sucks.
Sorry, homie, I was closing my door.
I gotcha. Number two. This one's really brutal.
Yeah.
Arthur Curry Jr.
Oh.
AKA Aquababy.
Aquababy.
Aquaman has been a longtime hero that DC has tried to make work in any way they can, and I think, honestly, in the Aquaman movie, they're going to get it right. But one attempt to make increased fan interest in The Lord of the Sea was made in the 1970s when his child, Arthur Curry Jr., a.k.a. Aquababy, was brutally murdered by his longtime nemesis, Black Manta. Trapped in a sphere of air which he could not breathe, the water-dwelling tot was suffocated and died in his father's arms.
Sad.
This formed a wedge between Aquaman and Mera that set the hero off on a journey of revenge that consumed him for a few years. That's gotta be probably the most brutal thing ever. Like, yeah, Spider-Man, his girlfriend, died in his arms.
Like a little baby.
But that was his kid. Like, a baby. That one's rough.
Yeah.
And then number one's a little obvious.
Oh, is it?
Yep. Can you guess it?
No.
It's in every Spider-Man movie ever.
Oh, Uncle Ben?
Uncle Ben. Like, I don't know of any more iconic death in any comic book series that has been any more permanent than Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Rice, dude. While the death of a relative is pretty bulletproof, a way to ratchet up the drama for a superhero, none has lasted quite like Ben Parker. Spider-Man's uncle was introduced and disposed of in the same issue the hero's first appearance, but he was around long enough to teach a hell of a lesson. When the newly empowered Spidey refused to catch a fleeing crook, asking, "What's in it for me?" that lowlife went on to shoot Ben Parker in cold blood. When Spider-Man realized that it was his own inaction that led to Uncle's death, he was then set on a path to self-sacrificing heroism that he's been on ever since. We've seen an alternate universe where Ben Parker once or twice, but in the main continuity, he stayed dead since the 60s.
Ooh.
And again, this is probably the biggest, most iconic death in comic books, period. You never really see a Spider-Man movie with, or at least like a reboot, without some mention of that death.
Yeah.
And it's a really rough one, too. I think that Tobey Maguire's one is the one that did it the most justice.
I agree with that. Like, that was rough to...
Well, even, like, he's the one who coined the phrase, Oh, God, I just had a brain fart, and this is the worst time to do it, too. But he really, like, hammered in the whole powers of responsibility thing into Peter's head.
Yeah, he really did.
And I don't think that they've had a better, like, they've had a... I don't think they've had a better Uncle Ben either. They've had a weirdly hot Aunt May, but not a better Uncle Ben. But let us know if we got it wrong. These are the top six most iconic, more permanent deaths in the comic book universe. Hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook, at TheBuzzKGRG. We'll be back after In God We Rust. 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
Yeah.
And we had quite the week off last week.
We did.
And Danica, you and I were catching up a bit, but I teased earlier that I had a Facebook story I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Last Friday, I got catfished.
What?
Like, for those who don't understand the term, catfished is when somebody poses as somebody else on, like, Facebook or Twitter or, like, even on phone calls and tries to get money out of you or something, right?
Yeah.
So I got a random Facebook, friend request. Some chick in Yakima, I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Because I was actually talking to somebody at another radio station in Yakima. So I thought maybe this is this person. So I added them on Facebook. They sent me a Facebook message and just like, hey. So natural response, what's up? How's it going? Next response, worst English possible. Just the gist of it was, I'm new to Facebook. Please sympathize with me. So, sure, whatever. First thing they ask, so where are you from? All this, very obvious information that's actually on my Facebook if you're just a look. Just, Tacoma.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm from Yakima. What do you do for a living? Weird. Again, just look at my freaking Facebook. Like, all three of my jobs are on there, man.
Yeah.
So, picking up that this was a catfishing experiment, I messaged Thursday. It's like, hey, Thursday, what should I tell this person I do?
You kill people.
Thursday came up with, I am a gas station attendant.
Oh, Thursday.
And I do some freelance photography on the side.
That's good. That's good.
Right? And then there are more questions of just like, are you single? And Thursday's like, tell me you just broke up. Okay, just broke up. Let's see here. For my free time, I scroll through Instagram, contemplating my life and my place in the universe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And just the entire time, just sure. Okay, yeah.
I want this person to be other Corey, just like your other personality.
My doppelganger, my secret identity?
Yes.
And then, like, the only time they ever spoke perfect English was when they're like, hey, you should download Skype.
Ew.
It's like, I don't believe in Skype.
I don't believe in Skype either. FaceTime or no go.
If you download Skype right now, you can see me undressed. I was like, whoa! Thursday, I need an adult! Because this lady asked how old I was.
He's probably like a 35-year-old man.
I'm turning 25 in January.
It was like a 300-pound black man named Clarence. That's who it was.
Well, she, quote-unquote, she said that she was turning 22.
She's a liar.
I said that I was 17 and a half. That person is soliciting a minor for...
Notice me,
for
senpai.
Adult things. Like, whoa, buddy! So on top of that, on Friday, I managed to catch up with a couple of friends I haven't hung out with in a while. That was really cool.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me that earlier.
Yeah, Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving Part 2.
Thanksgiving!
Thanksgiving started on Wednesday for me, and I 420'd my butt off.
Dude!
Like,
before I go home for the holidays, like, we need to have Merry Dankmas.
Yup! But we got so lit that we're like, we should go get some snacks from Safeway down the street.
I mean, yeah, that's what you do.
We got lost on the way to Safeway.
Yeah.
And we got lost in Safeway. I was super paranoid. I thought some lady with a cart, like this super squeaky cart, was just following us. I was like, what is going on? Stay away from me, lady. God.
The really, really sad thing about this is that this would happen to me completely sober.
I was just super paranoid. And then the worst part was, is we were wandering around Safeway for a good 15 minutes after we were both done.
Yeah.
Thinking the other person was still shopping.
Oh, no.
And standing in line was the worst thing ever. And then we had to figure out how to get back. Because he was just visiting. He was staying at his cousin's place.
Oh,
so
okay.
He didn't actually live there. And we were just trying to remember how to get back to where he was.
I gotcha.
Oh, man. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving itself just sort of came and passed for me. Like,
Thanksgiving wasn't that exciting.
I showed up, did the family thing, and left. And it seemed like there was all this, like, huge Thanksgiving hype, I guess you'd call it, leading up to it. And then just, yeah, I ate turkey and then went home and ate steak with Thursday.
Yeah, see, my mom was just like, oh, hey, like, we're going to try to go to Montana for Thanksgiving. And I was like, oh, cool. And then, like, so I was, like, all ready to request that time off work, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, oh, we're not going to go because, like, weather. We're going to try to go for Christmas. And I was like, okay, like, I'll figure that out, I guess. And then she was like, I'm going to go, like, spend it with your cousin John. Like, my cousin John lives in Tacoma, so, like, she's not far. I could probably go with her. And then she was like, I'm like, she starts packing, like, a bag, and I'm just like, are you just going to stay the night there? And she's like, oh, we're going to Montana. And I was like, thanks for, like, telling me.
Yeah, because then you couldn't take the time off of work or anything.
No,
like that. That sucks.
Such a butthole, my mom. But, so I was, like, I was all set to go to, like, my friend's house. I usually go there for, like, holidays when, like, I can't be with my family. But, like, I don't know, I had, like, car issues, like, I had my mom's car while she was gone, so, like, I had, like, transportation, but, like, it had some issues, so I didn't want to, like, go too far from my house. So I was just like, I'll just chill with Andrea. And, like, her parents, like, we just all went to Sherry's and had Thanksgiving dinner there.
See, Thursday and I were contemplating doing that. Like, after she off of work, we were like, what if we just go to Sherry's or something? Because I can't cook and she gets off of work at 9
o'clock
at night.
And that's a lot of work. It wasn't bad, like, the food or anything, but it's, like, Thanksgiving, like, I just, like, the whole made part of it is, like, my favorite part. You know, like, I want the lumps and the mashed potatoes. And, like, I want my uncle to be, like, slightly too drunk and making inappropriate comments. Like, that's what I want.
Did you have to work on Thanksgiving this year? Like, do people go to gym on Thanksgiving?
I didn't work because I'm, like, in the kids' club normally. And, like, that starts at, like, 4. But, like, the gym closed at 2 that day, so, like, people could be like, gotta get my gains in before I eat tonight or whatever. I don't know. But whatever weird gym guys say. But yeah, we closed at 2 and then we opened at like 6 a.m. Friday.
Last year was actually the first year that I ever actually had Thanksgiving off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was weird. Real weird.
I worked, so like, I quit my retail job. The last retail job I had, just like a few weeks before Black Friday. And then I worked at like the last 2 years at the Nightmare Factory that rhymes with Schmoles.
So did you do anything else exciting?
And I had Andrea start Harry Potter movies and we finished those.
I can't believe she hadn't seen those.
She cried.
Oh.
She was like, okay, by like the end of the second movie, she was like, okay, like, I'm emotionally attached.
I need to give her a hug now. God, I feel that.
And then, like, she just kept reading them. And, like, she's in it. She's in it. Like, she's all about that Harry Potter life. She wants to buy a wand replica.
Dude, they have wands that control, like, your TV and your lights and stuff in your
house.
Oh
my God, Corey, get me one for Christmas.
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to hit us up with what you did during our break, on Twitter, on Facebook, at TheBuzzKGRG. We'll be back with your news after Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the worst Christmas ever, too, at Real Life Tacoma on December 23rd, where you wear your ugly Christmas sweater while you listen to local bands like Into the Flood, Empyrean, and more to cover your favorite new metal songs. For more information, you can visit reallighttacoma.com.
Yes!
Now, to start off this hour's news, I got a little depressing news.
Okay.
Like, we gotta add another one to the death toll for 2016.
Damn.
Yeah, the man who created the McDonald's Big Mac, he died at age 98, which...
Oh, no.
You gotta give the man credit. That's older than I thought he would be. I thought the dude was, like, long gone, but fact that he lived in 98... after creating that monstrosity is impressive. But the Pittsburgh area McDonald's franchise who created the Big Mac nearly 50 years ago had died. James Delegati was 98. The McDonald's spokeswoman Carrie Ford confirmed Delegati died at home surrounded by his family on Monday night. Delegati's franchise was based in Uniontown, about 40 miles south of Pittsburgh, when he invented the chain's signature burger with all two beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and all on a sesame seed bun. Delegati told the Associated Press in 2006 that Oak Brook, Illinois-based McDonald's resident, resisted the idea at first because its simple lineup of hamburgers, cheeseburgers, fries, and shakes were selling well, but Delegati wanted to offer a bigger burger, and it went over so well that it spread to the rest of Delegati's 47 stores and then went national in 1968. So, it's been around for well over 50, 60 years now.
Yeah, that's a while.
I remember, like, you remember the first time you ate a Big Mac?
I'm not really a Big Mac person.
I haven't eaten McDonald's in years, but I remember the first time I finished a Big Mac. It was a big deal for me. Like, it was a manly rite of passage.
Okay, so speaking of McDonald's, like, this, I just remember this. Like, this has nothing to do with this poor dead guy, but, like, Taylor told me last night that there's, like, a thing you can order, like, 40-plus chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I want it.
Next news story, a little bit more on the happier note. Canadian cops are going to start punishing drunk drivers with Nickelback tunes.
That makes me happy.
Right? The Canadian town of Kensington has hit upon a genius plan to detract its residents from drinking and driving this holiday season. Not only will cops charge you, but they'll also blast Nickelback while they haul you to jail. Kingston Police Service laid down the law in a Facebook post over the weekend for those dumb enough to feel like they can get away with drinking and driving. They say, quote, "When we catch you, and we will catch you," the department added. "On top of a hefty fine, a criminal charge, and a year's driving suspension, we'll also provide you with a bonus gift of playing the office's copy of Nickelback in the cruiser on the way to jail."
That's perfect.
Constable Rob Harlington told CNN the department doesn't actually hate the band, Canada's most questionable gift to the world. We're just using a different...
Justin Bieber was the most questionable gift Canada gave to the world.
I mean, worst part is Nickelback's described as American rock, right?
Oh, yeah.
But we're just using a different approach to get an age-old message communicated, he said. As long as it starts with don't drink and drive dialogue, we're happy with that. Department has said it hasn't had to unleash Chad Kroeger and the boys on anyone yet, and it hopes to stay that way. Way to be, Canada.
Chad Kroeger and the boys. Nickelback's real name.
And then last news story I have for the hour. Again, get your Netflix boners ready, as Danica put it.
Oh, baby.
Because you're now able to download shows and films on Netflix. And Netflix has announced that all users worldwide will be able to download their shows for offline viewing starting today.
Okay.
And it will be available at no extra cost.
I have a question.
Okay.
So, you download the show, and then, like, Netflix removes it, like, whatever, at the end of the month. Like, does your show download stay there? That's what I want to know.
I don't know yet, but...
Because if it does, then my boner will be perpetually hard until the end of time.
The official statement from Netflix is, "While many members enjoy watching Netflix at home, we've often heard they also want to continue their Stranger Things binge while on airplanes and other places where internet is expensive or limited.
Yeah.
Just click the download button on the details page for a film or TV series, and you can watch it later without an internet connection."
Yes.
The feature will be enabled in iOS and Android on phones and tablets. It will be available for those who have the updated and most recent version of the app.
This is honestly the best news I've ever gotten in my life.
Right? Like, this is insane. I don't know what's going to happen now, because this is the whole reason why, again, don't listen to internet service provider, but that I was pirating TV shows.
Yeah.
Because
like that 12-hour car ride home for Christmas, it's going to be lit now.
Right? Or that plane ride when I went to North Carolina. I had to download movies because I wasn't sure if there was going to be internet access, which there was, but you had to pay out the butt for it.
It's so expensive. I mean, you can listen to music, but, like, it gets really old after, like, a couple hours just listening to music, you know?
But this is really awesome news. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. Way to be, Netflix.
So hit us up at TheBuzzKGRG on Twitter, on Facebook. Let us know, what is the first thing you're going to download when you up or when you get this update.
Oh gosh.
Cuz I've been rewatching Daredevil. I'm not sure if I download it, but I don't know. Maybe a couple of Futurama episodes just to keep in the back pocket.
Yeah.
We'll be back after A Day to Remember on 89.9 KGRG. Listen to The Buzz. A little bear tooth on 89.9 KGRG. You've been listening to The Buzz.
I have a bear tooth.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I just wanted to say real quick before we end the day, I know we've been trying to ignore it, but thanks for hanging in there with all the construction noises.
Yeah.
We're not sure how long this is going to be a thing for. We're just going to try to get through it. Hopefully they'll be done building this wall between us and the rest of the building soon.
We'll get through it with friendship.
Like, it's been getting progressively worse, too, up here. So they've blocked off our main entrance at first, like, just to the building.
Yeah, the day that, like, you went to go get something out of the vending machine, and then, like, half an hour later, I tried to go out the same door, and the door was gone.
Yeah, they just sort of took away the door. Then
it's
that
cool.
Happened. And then I come back, and the entrance that they told us to use is more blocked off than it was before. So, shout out to the security dude who's been helping me out. He's just been a little trooper. I guess things have been changing on him as much as, like, it's been changing on us. So, shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'll be over soon. But in the meantime, we're still going to be broadcasting Wednesday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m.
Until we die.
Hammered or not.
Woo!
So, you ready to get out of here with Danica?
Yeah.
All right.
How are we doing this?
I don't know.
Let's do it in really deep voices.
So long.
Farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's in slow-mo. So if you missed this episode or any part of it or any of our last episodes, hit us up at KGRG.com or the official KGRG FM app. Completely free to download. Or hit us up on Twitter and on Facebook at TheBuzzKGRG. Also, in case you noticed it, like, I posted up a little video of me just playing video games for 2 hours on Monday.
I did not see that.
Yeah, it's just me playing video games for 2 hours on Monday. I might keep doing that. So,
I want to do it.
Yeah, dude, if you want to hang out with me while I play video games and, like, play with me, that's cool.
I'm probably going to swear a lot.
Dude, me too. That was just sort of a test run. I just sort of did it to see if it worked, and it worked for 2 hours.
Cool, man.
So I think I might make that more of a thing. I don't know. Let me know. Is that something you want me to keep doing? I got other games I can play, too. I got, like, Apexscape and stuff like that. So.
Let's just play Super Mario Brothers and kill each other.
You might get Cork just real lit playing video games.
Yeah.
But until tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG FM, this has been The Buzz.